Springs Podcast Trivia Edition. We are here with Joe D'Alessio, who just previewed the NHL playoffs for us. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Will, how's it going?
Pretty good. All right, so there, as we all know, there are 200 points on the board. The lowest score all time is 87, so that's what you're trying to beat. I like your odds to do it. There are four different categories. We start out with current events toss-ups. Then we have topical, one topic for our guest based on his sport or team of expertise. Then we have team nicknames, and then we play outbursts. I'll explain all of these as we get through. For anyone that has not listened before, Joe, a regular guest on this podcast, we all know how this works. Are you ready, sir?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, here we go. 5 points apiece. Toss-ups. Current event toss-ups. Though the problem with these current events toss-ups are it's always like the podcast comes out 2 days later, so it's like, oh, it's actually current events from 2 days ago, but whatever.
Right.
All right, question number one. Hey, Joe. Who won the Masters?
Jordan Spieth.
That's correct for 5 minutes. Question number two. As of Sunday, end of day, Sunday, April 12th, there are two undefeated teams in Major League Baseball. Name either one of them.
Detroit.
That's correct. The other is Kansas City Royals. Question number three. What player on Sunday hit his 522nd homer, breaking a tie with Ted Williams, Willie McCovey, and Frank Thomas for 18th on the all-time home run list?
I do not know. I don't know. David Ortiz. I don't know.
That's incorrect. Albert Pujols. Pujols.
Oh, God.
Number four. What retired pitcher wrote a letter to his younger self on the Players' Tribune warning him of the dangers of chewing tobacco?
Curt Schilling.
Correct for 5 points. I would like to see a series of Curt Schilling writing letters to himself as a younger man. Just so much smarm. I'm actually surprised at how much I kind of like Schilling on the ESPN broadcast. He's obnoxious. He's very Curt Schilling, but he's also like he's weirdly honest and less bullshitty than like a lot of those guys are. Like he's self-evidently bullshitty that I kind of like it. So I like Schilling. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, regardless, I know it's not a popular thing. He's no Pedro, for crying out loud.
He is not. That is true.
All right, question number five. What Mets pitcher, again as of Sunday, has more RBIs than teammate Curtis Granderson?
I don't know. Let's go with Bartolo Colon.
Correct for 5 points. Right. Had to be Bartolo. All right, question number six. As of Sunday, what player leads Major League Baseball in home runs?
Oof. Let's go. Let's say Albert Pujols.
That's incorrect. Adrian Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
All right, question number seven. What team has clinched home court advantage throughout the NBA playoffs?
Ooh. The Warriors.
That's correct. For 5 points. You got an NBA question. Way to go.
Yeah.
Question number eight. What baseball team's hat is prominently featured in Hillary Clinton's advertisement announcing her candidacy for president?
Ooh. I did not see the video or anything of it. I'm going to say the Yankees.
That is correct. Okay. 5 points. She's just talking to somebody wearing a Yankees hat.
Yeah.
That's all. But it wasn't a Cubs hat. You know,
she's not wearing the hat.
She's not wearing that.
Okay. That would actually be kind of. That would be kind of weird, yeah.
We know she's a Cubs fan. She's pretending to be a Yankees fan. But anyway. Yeah. All right, question number nine. What NHL team fired its general manager and interim coach the day after the regular season ended?
Toronto.
That's correct for 5 points. I guess just before we started doing this podcast, Buffalo fired their coach as well. So.
Actually, had not seen that.
Breaking.
Oh, well, thank you.
breaking from 2 days ago, listeners.
Question
number 10. What player who just turned 43 years old announced he will sign a one-year deal to return to the Florida Panthers?
Jaromir Jagr.
Correct for 5 points. Is he still good?
He's pretty effective still, yeah. He is really one of the joys of the NHL, Jaromir Jagr. He is still a blast to watch.
He's
not his younger self, but he's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would not insult him by calling him hockey's Bartolo Colon, but the level of enjoyment that you get about watching an older, and by an older man, I mean someone that is 4 years older than I am.
Right. And a great soundbite too, Yager. He's the king.
He's fun. He's but no mullet anymore, so forget it. All right, yeah. So you got four. You got 8 out of 10, 40 points. Well done. All right, topical. I'll give you one overarching question, and then each one is a subcategory. For example, if I said name the coach of the following NHL teams, and then I would say the team. There are 10 of these worth 5 points apiece. You understood that?
Yes.
Question number one. Okay, so the topical is I'm going to give you the year, the losing team, and the coach of the winning team in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
You tell me the team that won.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Question number one. 2014 New York Rangers, Daryl Sutter.
Why you gotta do that to me? Well, come on. That's the Kings.
Correct for 5 points. Is it Suter? Is it Sutter? It's Sutter.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. 2013 Boston Bruins, Joel Quenneville.
The winner was the Blackhawks.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three. 2004 Calgary Flames, John Tortorella.
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Correct for 5 points. Question number four. 1998 Washington Capitals, Scotty Bowman.
Detroit.
Correct for 5 points. Question number five. 1992 Chicago Blackhawks, Scotty Bowman.
The Penguins.
Correct for 5 points. I thought I was being tricky there. Question number six. 2011, Vancouver Canucks, Claude Julien.
The Boston Bruins.
Correct for 5 points. You're ace in this one. Question number seven. 1984, New York Islanders, Glenn Sather.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Correct for 5 points. Question number eight. 1960, Toronto Maple Leafs, Toe Blake.
Let's say 1960, Boston.
That is incorrect. The Montreal Canadiens. Montreal Canadiens.
They should just always be the guests when it's 1980. Yeah.
Question number nine. 1928, the Montreal Maroons, Lester Patrick.
It's the Rangers.
Correct for 5 points.
All right.
And question number 10, 1999, the Buffalo Sabres, Ken Hitchcock.
Dallas Stars.
Correct for 5 points. You got 9. You're already out of potential last place. You're cruising. All right. Well done.
All right.
So you got 9. You got 85 points already. You're killing it. All right, now we go to the team nicknames. There are 5 here. First, I will give you, for 10 points, you have 2 options. For 10 points, if you know immediately, you can say the answer and you will get 10 points. If you do not know, you can ask for a hint and I will give you the name of the arena, stadium, or field that the team plays at and the name of their mascot. That's for 5 points if you get it then. If you do not, you do not get to guess twice. So if you use your guess without getting the hint, you don't get the hint.
Okay?
So you only get 1 guess. So if you don't know, use the hint. And if you do know, go for it. All right. Question number one. The Rochester AHL hockey team.
The Rochester. I'm going to guess and I'm going to say the Americans.
Correct.
Yes.
10 points. Well done. They play at Blue Cross Arena at the War Memorial and also, I believe, at where the Sabres play a couple of games a year. And their mascot is the Moose. The Moose.
Yeah, the mascot would not have helped me there.
No, we're not. All right, question number two. The Binghamton AA minor league baseball team.
I know this because I have been to the Binghamton AA baseball stadium. They are the Binghamton Mets.
That is correct for 10 points. The name of the stadium is the NYSEG Stadium, and their mascot is Buddy the Bee. Buddy the Bee. Question number three. The Wagner men's and women's college basketball teams.
All right, now we have been to Wagner
we
games.
Have. I have been to a Wagner game with you. I believe it was actually the night of an Olympic hockey game. If
I don't remember that, but that sounds possible. Let me think. I know it's like an animal, but I don't know if this is a real animal or something like that. It's the sea something. I'm going to say the sea wolves.
That is incorrect. They are Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Seahawks. So you get no points. They play at the Spiro Sports Center, which, we've been, and their mascot is the Seahawk. So a hint would have helped you there.
A hint would have helped me there, yes.
All right, question number four. The Cologne NFL Europe team.
I'll take the hint.
They played at Rhein Energy Stadium, and their mascot's name was the Centurion.
Were they the Centurions?
They were for five
All right.
points. 25. Yeah, you nailed the NFL Europe. Got half credit for that. All
All
someone can
right.
ask. And question number five, the Connecticut WNBA team.
The Connecticut WNBA team is the Soul.
That is incorrect. They are the Sun.
Sun,
because they play at the Mohegan Sun Arena,
yes.
and their mascot is Blaze. So you did 25 of a possible 50 there. This gives you a total of 110. Is that right? 105. No, 85 plus 25 is 110. Yes. So you're at 110. Well done. You're in very good shape, and we haven't even gotten the outburst yet. You just passed Tom Ziller. So well done. And you haven't even got the outburst. So as outburst works, as anyone that might have played it as a kid, we put 1 minute on the clock. You have 1 minute to yell at. It's like Family Feud played really fast. You have 1 minute to, if I said, for example, name me the first 10 books of the Bible, you would have 1 minute to yell out Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, whatever. There's no loss of credit for wrong answers. So go ahead and shout out whatever you want. I will let you know each time whether your answers are correct or whether your answers are wrong. So you understand that?
I do.
1 minute on the clock.
Yes.
All right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 human beings to win the Hart Memorial Trophy. Now, if someone has won it more than once in the last 10 years, they only count once. We are asking for the last 10 human beings to have won the Hart Memorial Trophy. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Sidney Crosby.
Yes.
Alex Ovechkin.
Yes.
Oh my God! I'm going back now further. Chris Pronger.
No.
Okay, then they're more recent than that. Okay. This is embarrassing. Jonathan Taves.
No.
Claude Giroux.
No.
Steven Stamkos.
No.
Oh, there's a goalie in there. Oh my God. Jonathan Quick.
No.
Tim Thomas. I'm trying to think who the goalie was. So it's going to be Carey Price this year.
No. And you have 10 seconds.
Oh, God. On Pittsburgh, Malkin.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. At the buzzer.
Oh, that was
At
terrible.
At the buzzer, you got three. You got three. You got Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, and Vigny Malkin. You missed Peter Forsberg.
Okay.
Corey Perry.
Okay.
Joe Sakic. Enrique Sedin.
Uh-huh.
Martin Saint-Louis.
Okay.
Jose Theodore.
That's who I was thinking of.
And Joe Thornton.
Okay.
So you got three. All right.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 men who have hit more home runs for the New York Yankees than anyone else. The 10 men who have hit the most home runs for the Yankees. This is, of course, as a Yankee, not in total, just simply while wearing the Yankee uniform. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
DiMaggio.
Yes.
Mantle.
Yes.
A-Rod.
Yes.
Jeter.
Yes.
Berra.
Yes.
Bernie Williams.
Yes. You have eight.
Let's see.
You have 8 and 20 seconds.
Yeah. This could be a long 40 seconds, though. Let's see. What year? Don Mattingly?
No. I think he's 11th or 12th.
Yeah. Bill Dickey?
No.
Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez.
No and no.
Mark Teixeira.
No. 10 seconds.
I don't know. I bet there's an obvious one.
And that is time. You got eight. You got Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Yogi Berra, and Bernie Williams. You missed Greg Nettles.
Oh, I would not have guessed that.
And Jorge Posada.
I should have guessed that.
Jorge Posada. So there's eight. Not bad. Okay. All right. 1 minute on the clock again. Give me the 10 NHL teams who have gone the longest without a playoff series win. who have gone the longest without winning a playoff series.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
The Islanders.
Yes.
The Jets.
Yes.
Okay. The Maple Leafs.
Yes.
The Flames.
Yes.
The Oilers.
Yes.
The Panthers.
Yes.
The the Senators? No. Okay. The Wild?
No. You have six.
Okay. I'm gonna start naming teams. The
never a bad strategy.
Let's see. The Devils? No, they won the
Brewers.
I don't.
Time. You got six. You got the Islanders, the Jets, the Maple Leafs, the Flames, the Oilers, the Panthers. You missed the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, of course.
The Colorado Avalanche. Poor Buffalo, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I should have guessed that pretty quickly.
The Colorado Avalanche, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, obviously.
And the Dallas Stars.
Okay, I would have actually thought the Stars had won at some point. I wouldn't have guessed that one.
All right, next, give me the 10 NHL franchises that have gone the longest with us since winning a Stanley Cup title.
Okay.
The most number of years. Now, expansion teams count only, of course, if they that amount of time since they've been expansion team is within the distance. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes. Right.
So, all right. So they count, but we're just counting, like, if they've never won, but if there was a team that just started last year, even though they've never won, they would
count. They count as one.
But they would not, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, so 1 minute on the clock, the 10 NHL franchises have gone the longest since winning a Stanley Cup title. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Toronto.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Winnipeg. Oh, they're both the Coyotes.
Yes. Coyotes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Coyotes. The Panthers. The Sharks.
Sharks, no. Panthers, no.
Okay. The Edmonton, Calgary.
Yes.
Vancouver.
Yes. Vancouver, yes. All three of those, yes.
Ottawa.
No.
Okay, so no expansion then. Let's say the the
10 seconds. And time.
Okay.
You got Toronto, St. Louis, Phoenix, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. You missed again. Buffalo. they're so bad you just can't remember them for their badness.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Well, it's a stupid way I'm thinking, well, Buffalo just got to the final in not that long ago, but they didn't win, anyway, so right. that would do it.
Buffalo, the New York Islanders.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
And the Washington Capitals.
Oh, of course.
Washington Capitals. So, okay, so that I'm going to add up your points now because you got one more left here. 9, 17, 23. You're at 133, which puts you. You just passed Andy Behrens and Bernie Miklas. You're one behind Kavitha Davidson, one and a half behind Will Brinson, two behind Rene Gisarelli, four behind Matthew Leach and Matt Brown, and that's where you're standing. So you're shooting for sixth here. You need to get four to give you a tie for sixth all time and five to get you up there. So 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
Man, let's see. Okay, there we go. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the top 10 leading goal scorers in NHL history. The 10 men who have scored more goals than anyone else in the history of the NHL. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Gretzky.
Yes.
Gordie Howe.
Yes.
Messier.
Yes.
Jágr.
Yes.
Solani.
No.
Okay. Beliveau.
No.
Maurice Richard?
No. And by the way, we're going NHL, not WHL. This is all just
NHL. Okay. Lemieux?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. Ted Lindsay. I'm
No.
trying to think of. Well, there's probably a lot of recent guys I'm not thinking of.
And you have 10 seconds.
Mike Gartner.
Yes.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Bobby Orr, I don't know.
No,
He's not up there. No.
that's
Yeah.
six. So that's very well done. You got six. You got
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky. Okay, stop buzzing at me.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah.
So,
Not
no, you
bad.
jerk. You got six. You got Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Mark Messier, Jaromír Jagr, Mario Lemieux, and Mike Gartner. You miss Marcel Dion,
Okay.
Phil Esposito,
God, I should have gotten that.
Brett Hull, not Bobby Hull, but Brett Hull,
Sure.
and Steve Yzerman. Steve
Okay.
Yzerman. So that gives you a total of 139, which is sixth all time. A very
Okay.
impressive work, sir. So well done. You
All right.
and you could have been. Think how much higher you could have been if you would have remembered. If you
The
just gotten
Buffalo Sabres existed, yeah.
yes, and you remembered Wagner. If we had not both wiped that trip to Wagner out of our
That
memories.
was an adventure, sir. Yes.
All right, Joe. Thanks for playing along with me. Have a wonderful time during the playoffs. I'm sure I will be texting you regularly throughout the playoffs, particularly when your prediction comes true and the
Okay.
Rangers and Blues play in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Sounds good, sir.
All right. Thank you again to Joe DeLessio. You can follow his work on Twitter at Joe DeLessio, JoeDeLessio. This has been the Relays Experience Podcast of Meekins for the Sun Dogs. Please rate and view us on iTunes. We will be back on Friday, actually, with the starters, Lee Ellis, who will preview the NBA playoffs. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you, I guess, Friday.